In today's news headlines, a third named woman has come forward with shocking accusations of sexual assault and misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Attorney Michael Avenatti, who had warned in recent days that he represented a woman with detailed knowledge of Kavanaugh's behavior in high school, made her identity public on his Twitter feed on Wednesday. Julie Swetnick says she attended numerous house parties in the 1980s in the Washington, D.C. area, where Kavanaugh and his friend Mark Judge were present. She describes them as so close that they were, quote, joined at the hip. Here is part of her letter where she made public what she saw and what happened to her. She said, "I witnessed efforts by Mark Judge, Brett Kavanaugh, and others to cause girls to become inebriated and disoriented so they could then be gang raped in a side room or bedroom by a train of numerous boys. I have a firm recollection of seeing boys lined up outside rooms at many of these parties, waiting for their turn with a girl inside the room. These boys included Mark Judge and Brett Kavanaugh." Swetnick then said, "In approximately 1982, I became the victim of one of these gang or train rapes where Mark Judge and Brett Kavanaugh were present. During the incident, I was incapacitated without my consent and unable to fight off the boys raping me. I believe I was drugged using Quaaludes or something similar placed in what I was drinking," end of quote. It is as yet unclear whether Swetnick's testimony will derail Kavanaugh's confirmation. She joins Deborah Ramirez and Christine Blasey Ford as the three publicly named accusers against Kavanaugh. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans have hired a female attorney to question Dr. Christine Ford during her Judiciary Committee testimony on Thursday, despite requests by Democrats to not do so. Republicans are worried about the appearance of a large number of men ganging up on a female accuser in front of a national audience. The New York Times revealed that the questioner will be Rachel Mitchell. She's the chief of the Special Victims Division of the Maricopa County Attorney's Office in Arizona. Dr. Blasey Ford's attorney said earlier this week that they were awaiting more details from Senator Chuck Grassley. And according to Politico, heeding Ford's desire to avoid a circus-like environment, Grassley said he has agreed to limit the press presence in the hearing room and give her security protection through the Capitol Police. On Wednesday morning, Blasey Ford's lawyer said that they have submitted four testimonies in the form of sworn affidavits from witnesses who knew of Kavanaugh's alleged assault well before he was announced as a Supreme Court nominee. And Republicans are worried the entire process will further alienate women from their party for the midterm elections. A group calling itself the Mormon Women for Ethical Government has now begun urging four Mormon members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to postpone the Kavanaugh confirmation pending an investigation. The four committee members are Senators Orrin Hatch and Mike Lee of Utah, Jeff Flake of Arizona, and Mike Crapo of Idaho. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski now appears to be wavering in her resolve to affirm Kavanaugh in a full Senate vote. She said in a recent interview, "We are now in a place where it's not about whether or not Judge Kavanaugh is qualified. It is about whether or not a woman who has been a victim at some point in her life is to be believed." On Tuesday, a video emerged of a handful of activists confronting Texas Senator Ted Cruz at an upscale restaurant in Washington, D.C. over his friendship with Kavanaugh. The activists chanted, "We believe survivors," at Kavanaugh and his wife until they left.
Hi! I'd love to talk with you about Brett Kavanaugh tonight. I'm a constituent. I'd love to know what your vote is going to be tonight. I know that you're very close friends with Mr. Kavanaugh. Do you believe survivors, sir? Please don't touch me. Do you believe in survivors? We believe survivors. We believe survivors.
We believe survivors.
Senator, I have a right to know what your position is on Brett Kavanaugh.
We believe
God bless you, ma'am.
Bless you as well. I really appreciate you. I'm a survivor of sexual assault.
Those were the voices of several activists who confronted Texas Senator Ted Cruz and his wife Heidi at an upscale restaurant in Washington, D.C. on Monday night. Some of the activists were sexual assault survivors themselves. Cruz is apparently old friends with Kavanaugh. Because he sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee, he will be among the 21 Republicans who will host Thursday's hearing. Cruz faces a strong Democratic challenger named Beto O'Rourke in a Senate race this November. Famed actor Bill Cosby has been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison on Tuesday for the crimes of drugging and raping a woman named Andrea Constand. Although he requested to be free on bail while his appeals made their way through courts, the judge declined the request, and the 81-year-old TV personality was led away in handcuffs soon after the sentence was announced. The judge in the case had declared Cosby a violent sexual predator, which means he will remain a registered sex offender for the rest of his life. Cosby spokesperson Andrew Wyatt denounced the handling of the case, saying it was, quote, the most racist and sexist trial in the history of the United States. Cosby faced accusations from about 60 women who say he raped or assaulted them in some way. Later on our show today, we'll turn to Lisa Bloom, who represents one of Cosby's accusers. She'll analyze the case and also draw links with the accusations facing Brett Kavanaugh. Minnesota's Democratic Party says it's nearing completion of an investigation into allegations of abuse by Representative Keith Ellison. The progressive Democrat, who was touted as part of the Democratic Party's bold new leadership, faces accusations from a former partner of violent abuse. Reporting on the story, Associated Press wrote Karen Monahan said Ellison once dragged her off a bed by her feet while screaming obscenities. She claims to have video footage of the 2016 incident, but has refused to release it, saying it's embarrassing. The investigation was launched after Ellison won his primary race earlier this year. He faces re-election in November. President Trump elicited laughter at the United Nations headquarters on Tuesday when he began his speech, making wild claims about his impact on the United States.
In less than 2 years, my administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. America's so true. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
That was President Trump on Tuesday at the UN General Assembly during a speech where the audience literally laughed at him. News media are saying he went off script during his boastful opening. The speech was more of a State of the Union address to an international audience rather than the expected words of global cooperation and diplomacy. Later in his speech, Trump attacked Iran, which UN Ambassador Nikki Haley had earlier said was to be the main focus of his appearance.
Iran's leaders plunder the nation's resources to enrich themselves and to spread mayhem across the Middle East and far beyond. The Iranian people are rightly outraged that their leaders have embezzled billions of dollars from Iran's treasury, seized valuable portions of the economy, and looted the people's religious endowments, all to line their own pockets and send their proxies to wage war. Not good.
That was Trump attacking Iran at the United Nations on Tuesday. After he spoke, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani took to the microphone and accused the U.S. of waging economic war against Iran through sanctions.
It is unfortunate that we are witnessing rulers in the world who think they can secure their interests better, or at least in the short term, ride public sentiments and gain popular support through the fomenting of extremist nationalism and racism, and through xenophobic tendencies resembling a Nazi disposition, as well as through the trampling of global rules and undermining international institutions.
That was Iranian President Hassan Rouhani speaking to the UN General Assembly on Tuesday following Trump's antagonistic speech. And that does it for our headlines today.